Formal Activismo is a collective of artists who engage politically through color, poetically and transversely in socio-political events. Together with other collectives, groups, and schools, they promote poster-making gatherings called Chromo Activations, after which the posters are taken to the streets or interventions, instances of expressing collective demands to modify lived reality. They create textural and visual devices of memory and activism centered around colors, their different names, and the implications in socio-political events. This chromo-active and intricate mural expresses the diverse voices of a march with various demands, a rainbow where plural claims emerge that denounce injustice, inequality, and any form of abuse or access. It's a visual grammar that carries words, languages, and political legacies like workers' struggles, trans xenophobia, and violence against the poor. They say, as artists, we resonate with color. Color alters all perception, all thought, and all existence. Color your poetic activism. The color in this work includes whites. In 2017, in response to the McCree administration's 2-in-1 proposal to release genocidal criminals, the color of popular reaction was white, referencing the handkerchiefs of the mothers and grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo. Blues and grays. On March 24th, National Day of Memory for Truth and Justice in 2019, Chromo Activismo marched with posters saying, "Never again, lead gray and blue without cops." Suaritas. In 2019, the Interdisciplinary Collective of Anthropology and Sexuality, Anthroposex, invited Chromo Activismo to participate in their thought days on punitivism. To make visible the cross-sectional experiences lived in the streets thanks to feminisms, Chromo Activismo decided to mix three colors, the fuchsia of Ni Una Menos, the orange for the separation of church and state, and green of abortion rights, resulting in the color Sorita. This color represents a state of alert, being awake and responding to the call of sex workers for sisterhood, or rather, a cry for sororidad. Reds, for this exhibition, we have constructed a new palette in defense of the right to free public education. We worked from a short text by researcher Carlos Siquillar, who said, "I self-declare and self-denounce as an educational indoctrinator for being a jealous lover of multiplicities and pluralities, unrestrained desires for equality, yearning for childhood, for the girl and humanity, instigator of reading and writing, radical participant in the right and equity of children with disabilities, causing humble interactions between art, philosophy, literature, and education, among other evils. I invite others to self-declare as indoctrinators to prevent the educational atmosphere from transforming into its opposite, a space of distrust and suspicion instead of the defense of the public, a battleground instead of being a world of potentialities and possibilities. Through art activism, we try to break the rigid logic of viewing the world through the violence of political power, imposing cultural patterns linked to single-minded conservative thinking, binarism, and denialism that hide the atrocities committed during the dictatorship. All the dark colors of the past, giving new meanings to colors linked to diverse imaginaries, to mold the world we want to live in, with a multiple color palette that blends the communion that allows us to inhabit life from unity and diversity."